Whoa. Whoa, what's going on? What's the
Hey, what the fuck is this? Hey, wait,
Whoa.
where am I right now? Whoa,
Oh,
what is this? Hold on.
yeah, you've been dead.
What are these strangers doing here? I've never seen this background before. What's going on?
Welcome back to the X3 podcast.
I just woke up from like a 12-year nap, bro. What's good?
Really? No way. I have been here. Wait, that makes sense because there was no audio uploaded and I couldn't contact you. Where were you, man?
Balin contacts us through like TVs and computers the same way that like the poltergeist does.
Let me
Wait,
think.
fuck
Where
yeah.
was I? I was in
The ring.
Indianapolis. I was in New Orleans. I was in Iowa City. I was in your mom's bedroom. I was kind of everywhere this past couple
Was or you
months
didn't say
while I wasn't
hi?
here.
Was our last episode pre or post me popping off at an IC?
It was when Reg G got announced was the last episode.
Oh, so
Yeah,
I
we
popped
haven't
off
been
at an
here a
IC.
while.
We did like a recap. Me and Balin did a little bit of a recap of like what happened during LA and then also during New Orleans, but like without y'all's input, just what we saw while spectating.
Yeah. That will be
That's really all we
uploaded
got.
with this episode for. So
And you
you have
said, good job, Marcos, right?
Yeah, at least it's a good job, Marcus.
Not
We were
mid. Not mid.
Grochen. Well, it wasn't Grochen, but Wochen grows in power each time.
I'm telling you, I think I said this in a previous episode at one point where it was like, Wotien's like progress will be grown at a snail's pace, and I think that's
Yeah.
beautiful.
Well, it's the stronger the format gets, the stronger Wochen gets. Like the lower power the format, the less useful it is.
Yeah,
Like it's like
giving
screens. It's the same way that screens work.
Yep, with Grimmsnarl. It's
Wochen
giving
would be
beasts.
absurd in Dynamax.
Giving beasts
Oh my
with
God.
high HP or high stats, just Kyogre monsters in general. Tablets of Ruin is much better than giving stuff like Palmot Tablets of Ruin.
Yeah,
and things like Revival Blessing or like Smeargle Spore and Ditto. I think I started using Ditto. Like I tried to team with it, and yeah, that mon is better the higher power everything is, because it's more worth to bring.
You just get a guy, a new guy is yours.
Yeah, I think it is crazy because the last time we recorded, I think it was I scrolled up through like our topics so we wouldn't forget what to talk about. We haven't recorded since the poor guy with the freemons.org OT on his Terapagos was on stream and opened the summary on stream.
Oh my God.
Got disqualified.
Oh, he didn't get disqualified.
Oh, he didn't? He just got his Terapagos taken off?
Which
I
might as
don't
well be
think
getting
so.
disqualified at a Reg G tournament.
I don't think he had like any like downside. It was just,
I heard someone said that he disqualified.
I remember that being talk of him being disqualified.
Either
Could
way, it
be.
was hilarious. I
It
was checked
there
in.
was no there was no permanent like, issue.
Yeah, it was just like, yeah.
Tournament DQ, not
Hey,
like tournament
do you
ban.
know did you know that your mon was hacked? No. Your mon from freemons.org, you didn't know? Nope.
No.
Nope.
Okay.
That's
I don't know what that
actually the name of my alt cartridge.
traded to me by a friend. Traded to me by a friend.
Yeah.
Yeah. My friend gave it
My
to me.
friend who works at freemons.org.
Yeah,
I
it's not
actually run a
actually.
nonprofit called freemons.org where people will just like they donate time, not money, to help me make freemonsforeverybody.org.
Yeah.
See, he runs our local website and his name is Freeman. It's yeah.
Freeman.
Yeah, Freeman.
Yeah. He
Hey, Bob
not
Marley, how you feeling? I'm feeling freemon.org.
Hold on. Down.
Big Bob Marley fan.
Big,
That's
I'm
my
a
friend.
big Bob Marley fan, and I love being free. Luffy IRL, freemon.org.
Oh my gosh.
Because
Welcome.
besides. Yeah, welcome. Welcome.
Welcome to the Route One podcast. We are back officially.
Officially?
Forever. Forever. Forever now. I'm never
We will
leaving.
never die.
Well, okay, so since the last time we uploaded, MJ finished school. Ash is in the middle of summer break.
I graduated. Not even just finished school. I'm done with school for a year.
Yeah, you
But I
graduated.
graduated. I'm done. I'm here forever now. I'm not leaving. I'm in your walls.
Yeah.
Yay!
Mockers is doing Mockers stuff.
I've been on, like, the world's longest side quest ever.
What are you collecting? What items are you collecting in your side quest?
Bent.
Okay.
For legal reasons.
That's a
For
joke.
Legal reasons, no.
For legal reasons, that is a joke.
Actually, no. Everything on this podcast is not satirical. It's all like
everything we say is 100% true. Moxie boosted coke ring coming to you.
Everything is slash SRS.
You know what's the worst tone indicator? Slash HJ.
Half jerking.
It's a half joke. Yeah, you might as well just put nothing there.
Yeah, because like, what does that help me identify?
It's a half joke. I'm serious, but like genuinely, I hate you. I will also say I understand the importance of tone indicators online. I think they're dumb though. I think that you should just live with the frustration of not knowing what anybody means, and everyone should have that anxiety.
I think that's awful.
I don't think you're mentally really healthy at all.
I think it'd be really funny if we never like implemented them and everyone was just like, did he really mean it when he said I was worthless?
The one that
fucks me up all the time is slash S and slash SRS, because somebody like if I see slash S, I'm like, wait, is that serious?
What is slash S? Slash sarcasm?
Slash S is sarcasm, but I think most people use slash J now for like joking.
Yeah.
Because of exactly Michael's dilemma of not knowing if it's serious or SRS is serious.
I will say that like tone indicators are so Discord coded that like I'm just objectively like I think they're goofy, but I understand the point.
Yeah, no. It's just for people to get their point across.
Yeah, I refer to things as Discord coded a lot, and if you see anything that seems very Discord, it means that I don't like it. Mm-hmm. Kind of like how people call things Reddit when they mean cringe.
People do that?
Yeah, that's very Reddit.
Oh.
I mean, like,
thanks for the gold, kind stranger.
I will say I'm very happy for all of you. I'm happy that all of us, none of us are like Reddit heads.
Yeah.
I'm glad that's not us. Not for any, like, you know,
Reddit lords negative in our comments.
No. I think more like the fact that none of us are wearing a fedora or nothing ever. I'm proud of you for never, you know, getting to that point.
It takes a lot of effort to not do that.
Heckin' wholesome chunker.
Oh my god, I just lost 5 years of my life. Maybe I'm not going to be here forever.
Yeah, we were talking about Homestuck, or I was talking about Homestuck the other night, and I was like transported back in time. Like, man, this shit sucks.
That's Tumblr core there, right? That's more of a Tumblr.
I guess that's true, yeah.
I'm cool with Tumblr core, I'm not cool with Reddit core, because Tumblr core comes with the understanding that like everyone's a little cringe on the inside. Reddit core comes from like an elitist perspective that you actually have the best Lego collection and you know the most about Star Wars.
No, you're actually kind of spitting though. Like the difference between I'm cringe but I'm free, or I'm cringe and you're not free, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. I've decided to become cringe for team building for the rest of the format. And this is my segue into just mentioning that teams, we mentioned it a bit in the little bit that me and Balin recorded, but teams have been getting so creative and I love that a lot. That's just a side note that I want to say.
I think every VGC player uses the same like 6 Pokemon and this format sucks.
Okay, you're getting cooked off. Anyway,
you read too many of your own comments. I know you don't mean that at all, though.
Yeah. Speaking of this, I'm trying to segue because I desperately want to ask Marcos and Michael if they have any stories from NAIC of like what y'all did or like any stupid stuff that you fought over the weekend and whatnot. Because we didn't really get to ask. It may be out of your minds now, though.
No, good point.
Stories from NAIC? No. New Orleans was very uneventful.
Okay, no, I'm happy. I'm happy you asked. The thing that I heard from you is that beignets sucked. That's all I got from you.
It's my autism. It's literally
he couldn't have enjoyed it if he wanted to. He's like brain poisoned. I'm out here being I'm glad.
A little offensive to call autism brain poison.
No. Brain poison is irrelevant to the autism. You're brain poisoned because you were like the entire weekend, man. I don't care that I'm here. It's like, dude, shut up. It's New Orleans. Have fun.
I didn't say I don't care that I'm here.
Yes, you did.
Name one time I was unexcited about being in New Orleans.
Literally, you came up to me in the middle of a Swiss round, and you were like, dude, I don't care if I'm, like, winning or losing, I'm just, like,
because I'm whatever. In New Orleans!
No. The way you phrased it, I can't... See, now I get to play the card of, I don't know, because it was a long time ago, but...
I was having the time of my life.
You definitely said some shit where it was like, you didn't really care.
Well, I didn't care about my result for the tournament.
I'll believe you. Like, I take your word for it, but... No, I think I definitely had more like VGC player stories to tell than you do.
See, I'm more inclined to believe MJ in this case.
Why?
But I don't know, man.
I was having the time of my life. I was getting wasted. I was getting nasty. I was getting stinky because it was really hot there.
It was very hot. That was the thing you gotta know.
Now that's an understandable, like,
First thing you gotta know about New Orleans if you go next season for NAIC, it's like you're wearing a sweater everywhere, and the sweater is just outside. It's just the heat and the humidity.
Yep.
I'm a freak. I kind of liked it.
But I was talking about this earlier today. I like humidity if I don't have to be doing anything in it. If I'm like sitting outside and like drinking like some water, or some lemonade, like a nice drink, and I'm just chilling or like reading something or playing a game outside, like just relaxed, then it's great. If I'm walking places and like doing activities and like socializing, then I feel like I would have just melted to the ground and you would have to scrape me up with a spatula.
Dry heat to me is like.
Dry heat, I can pour water on me and I cool down. Wet heat, I pour water on me and I get more warm.
And I'm still wet. I like it. Yeah. Though. I don't know.
I love being wet, Charlie. I love being wet.
Yeah, maybe I'm a freak. Regardless of if I'm a freak or not, I'm happy that you asked question of NAIC because it did just jog a lot of my memory of NAIC.
Nice.
Oh boy, I have stories.
Oh no.
I'll start with this is the first tournament that I actually. Didn't go 5-4 at when 6-3.
6-3, baby. So, that's my jote.
I've both beat the mid allegations.
The 5-4 is going gone.
Crazy.
The 5-4
is really
gone.
Cool.
Yeah.
Sorry.
To break it at an IC is crazy, too. Is like, wow, this is like the super major of our scene.
Yeah. My hot take is that I think ICs and regionals are the same difficulty, but ICs feel easier because you're happy regardless of if you do good or not.
I think you might be right about that. I was like in the back of my mind saying like, damn, this does feel a little easier than a regional, but it's like probably not. It was more the momentum of being at an IC. Speaking of momentum, I started 3-0, which is insane considering the third person I played of the day is fucking regional. Or no, sorry, not regional. World.
Michael DeBesti.
Champion. Michael Kelsch. That's kind of insane.
That was great. The battle of the Michaels, and you came out victorious. Absolute gamer god.
I'm der bestie. You can't. I take the title. That's how it works.
It's like Toad in Mario Kart 64.
What?
I'm the best.
I'll be so honest because I did do the cringe thing of like, oh, I just beat top player. I'm gonna post about it on Twitter.
No. You
during
get that.
The tournament.
You get to do
that. I disagree. I disguised it as,
oh, I'm going 3-0, yippee. But in the back of my head, I tweeted it thinking, like, I just beat fucking that guy. Oh my god, I'm him.
Yeah.
But I do want to put it out there. It was not a clean set, you know? I wouldn't call that, like, the greatest Pokemon I've ever played in my life, and that's why I beat him. No.
You got a little bit of luck.
I think we were both just gambling the entire time.
What were you doing? Gambling.
Because, see, turn one of game one, I immediately one-shot his Urshifu with Terrafairy, Flutterman, Protosynthesis, Speed Boosting, Moonblast. It's just 252. There's nothing, no modifier to it other than Terra.
Yeah, I forgot you were using my Lizard. I love that Lizard.
Yeah, Karai, I'm a goat. But he tears his Urshifu to ghosts so that he can potentially live the Moonblast, but he died. And he looked at me and he was like, what the fuck? And we play the game and he's, I mean, he's down 3-4. He can't really, yeah. If I'm playing well, he's not coming back from that. And he didn't. I'm going to skip over game two for a second, but after the set, he calced it and he was like, dude, that's a 6% chance to kill turn one, game one. And I was like,
oh,
damn, that's tough, bro. I clicked super effective move. I don't know. Like, game two, turn one, he gambles again because I do Icy Wind Overheat with, what's it called? Fluttermane Volcarona.
You had Overheat on your Volk?
I had Overheat, which was supposed to one-shot Zamazenta after an Icy Wind chip, which it lived on one.
Oh.
I didn't calc that after the game, but I was like, that has to be, like, even luckier than...
World's bulkiest Zama of all time. Like, the two
either
Lure
bulkiest
rolls.
Or, like, it had to be two Lurals is what my thought was, right?
Yeah.
But then, he flame body burned himself by body pressing my Volk, and it died anyway. And I'm like, dude, what are we doing?
Like, that's a funny turn.
This is not high level competitive gaming, but it doesn't matter because I ended up winning 2-0 anyway. And I'm like, okay, that's the greatest accomplishment I've ever had in this game.
That's crazy. The more I get into high ladder and watch good players play, the more I like, especially when you were trying to help me prep for LA, the more I realized that sometimes you just need to click super effective button. You just need to do the most obvious play. It's like the bell curve of like the low IQ is like, well, I just click the super effective move. The middle one is like, well, what if they Terra? So I need to predict that. And then, you know, oh, what if they predict my prediction? Blah, blah, blah. And then the highest IQ is just, oh, I'm just going to click the super effective button.
Yeah, sometimes the greatest play is I just need damage right now. I don't give a fuck about anything but damage.
I need to learn to trust the dog within me.
Yeah. Now, nothing that I learned from the dog within me or the game that I had just played prepped me for the game after my round four where I played fucking Oddie with Electabuzz. I know you saw it on stream.
Yes!
If you watched NAIC or NAIC, it's the fucking Glacier or Ice Rider Electabuzz team.
I put that team into the topics channel specifically because I wanted to talk about it, because Electabuzz and Magmar are Pokemon that when they have follow me, without question, somebody uses it. Like, and they haven't had access to that tool for a long ass time, so I'm really happy that they're back. I mean, redirection flame body and redirection, like the Electabuzz is smart because it's redirection with Vital Spirit. I think he's one of the very few Pokemon that can redirect Spore and be completely fine.
Yeah, you are right about everything that you're saying. I'm not trying to shit on you with what I'm about to say, but I want you to know the Electabuzz never did anything on that team.
I'm sure. Like, if anything, it's to be scary.
It is exclusively memes.
The team was still Gambit, Annihilate, Ice Rider, Calyrex, Ferrogram, Ursaluna, Blood Moon, and
Decorate.
Yeah,
it's those
Smearable.
Four. It's those four. It's just the 50-50 from hell on lead of Gambit plus...
And you can't sleep it because it was run Battle Spirit.
Yep. So that's really, like, it's there to be a suicide guy, but I like random Pokemon
it also,
to follow me finding a spot on teams.
It has coaching on the Nihilape as well, which is the main
nuisance, coaching right? Nihilape is because
I'm
Jody ended up running coaching Urshifu at the previous event, which was Indianapolis. And coaching Nihilape is the adaptation made to that team because Nihilape does it in a similar manner, but it's able to threaten a lot.
Be unfake outable.
Yeah, it's unfake outable. It's got Defiant. It can also run, you know, Rage Fist. Or no, you don't run Rage Fist. I think you run Shadow Claw because it's immediate damage.
The one that was run, Shadow Claw.
So it's a cool Pokemon.
I've been after LA and fighting an Annihilape and then hearing, I mean, I fought like a Sableye Screens Annihilape with Comfey. Like that, I feel like that's a little out there in terms of what's popular. But to see Annihilape be used again is really neat because it's interesting how now that Fluttermane isn't on every single team, he can kind of survive even next to dealing with a legendary Pokemon.
Yeah.
He's one of my favorite Pokemon. I don't want to be that guy that's like, well, Landorus Therian is my favorite, so I'm going to play with my favorite. But I love Annihilape. He's just such a cool design, and he was on the first team I used in this gen. He's just cool. I'm glad he's doing good. I'm sorry you got a little beat up, but...
It was cool. It was cool, and I'm happy that it didn't 2-0 me. I didn't get 2-0'd by anything at that event, which I think is insane to say.
That's the other thing. That's a crazy accomplishment as well.
Yeah, but all of my losses, okay, and this is going to be a segue into something else. All of my losses were to Terrifier, Calyrex Ice, which is it was a metagame adaptation that was happening around that time. And I'm like, okay, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. I lost to two of those, and I was on Death's Door for two rounds while on X2. And it's like, okay, if I can, win this, I can win out.
Yeah.
I just got a lot.
Playing into matching into a Zacian team after that is the greatest feeling ever when you have a Volcarona, because it's like you're Volcarona, like, and Terrifier Caridon. It's like you don't give a fuck. Caridon. Yeah, it's like on paper, it's like, oh no, the fairy type restricted versus my Caridon. No, I don't give a fuck. I can turn three fire types into the field at the same time if I want to. Game one, destroyed. It's just not even fair. Like, the matchup is just so abysmally in my favor that they really just can't do anything. Game two, though, I'm up 4-2, and it's like, okay, cool. I have Volcarona in the back. They have Urshifu and Zacian. I turn into a water type on my Volcarona, Rage Powder the entire game away. GG, end game. Nice. Before I can throw Volcarona out, the game DCs.
Oh. Fuck.
Judge gets called. Judge comes over. Game gets ruled a tie. Game gets ruled a tie because I'm not up 4-1, I'm up 4-2, which is technically a tie, which is demon wizard knowledge that I hope you never get to exploit in the tournament ever.
Yeah, no, that's a real thing. Yeah, I knew about that.
It exists. Huh? It's a thing, and
it has to be 3-1.
We're skipping it because if me saying this makes anybody want to play for this WinCon out there, you suck, and that's just the facts.
I mean, you can't really play for that WinCon, to be honest, because like it becomes very obvious that you're, you know, trying to disconnect.
I don't know. Wait, it sucked. It definitely sucked. Game three. We go to a game three that we shouldn't be at because I was already winning. Whatever.
Yeah.
I can't let that tilt me. I'm gonna continue to play the best I can. Right.
Yeah.
Play into an end game where it's my Volcarona again. They're pinned. They have three mons. They have to switch in their Tornadus and die, or Urshifu's dead to overheat in sun, which because it was at like 30% or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, cool. I pinned him. GG, right? Yeah. Switches in Tornadus, overheat misses.
Oh.
Fuck. They get ran. I get swept by Urshifu in game. We go to game four, overtime, meaning first person to take a kill, like to go up in Pokemon count that the opponent doesn't have by the end of the turn.
Yeah.
So if we trade turn one, we go 3-3 into turn two.
Yeah. It's just play. Whoever gets the advantage first at the end of a turn.
But yeah, exactly. It's if you go up in Mons and...
So stressful.
I ended up going up in Mons because I'm clicking Trick Room. I'm trying to die. And it's like, well, that fucking blows. So, yeah. That's how I got knocked out of NAIC. I think I could have day two'd my first tournament ever. And I honestly am more impressed with how I played that tournament than how bullshit that is. Like, the bullshit meter... Yeah. Versus the I'm him meter gets very much eclipsed by the latter, so I'm happy.
Yeah, no, I feel like both of y'all showing was so like insanely impressive. It's just I don't know. I know you've also been stuck in that like that loop of always getting the same record, and now you're out of it. And I hope that you like. Of course, don't beat yourself up if you go back down. But I feel like this is like the beginning of shooting to the top kind of
I feel like I'm playing differently than I was in previous tournaments and like formats and stuff, and I appreciate you, Marcos. You fixed me, I can tell you that for sure, because it's like running hyper beam at shit is very stupid. Practicing on best of one ladder is very stupid. The more I think about it, like previously in the season, I think like I was very much doing that thing where I think a lot of competitive players will do this thing where it's like, oh, I'm here to have fun. I don't really care about the result. When deep down you really fucking do care about the result. Yeah. It's like actually something that you are like trying to improve.
Yeah. And then you end up with that sick feeling. That's like, man, I could have done better.
Yeah. And then when I actually owned up to that, I was like, okay, let me actually like sit my ass down and practice correctly. And the immediate payoff from doing that, it's like, okay, cool. It gets me excited. It gets me very excited.
I'm very much a player where my downfall is I don't practice at all. And every time I have put in the hours to practice, I day two.
Right.
Which is...
Because you know how to practice, too, is another important thing.
Yeah, like, I'm going to be honest, like, the first day two felt awesome. This one, I didn't feel anything.
Damn. One day.
First
one
day, day two. I think the coolest part of it, though, is the first day two for Wo Qian with you.
Yeah, that one was cool. It was...
day two was Ting Lu.
It was a little annoying that there were more Wo Qian at the event that day two, because I felt like I had the meta call, but someone else had the exact same meta call.
Yeah.
Which it was... The teams are different enough. Yeah, the teams are different. I'm still of the opinion that mine's better, and that... what is it? And that... what's his name?
Triple Dark.
What's his name? The other Wo Qian guy, him and Tang. I think that the Tangs just carried it, their version. Like they were the reason their version did good, and not necessarily that the team was better.
I see.
They are correct. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. We're next, Balin. Don't worry. We'll get there. Well,
it's true. I think you will. Balin, unfortunately. Doesn't necessarily have the tournaments to do that, though.
They just
don't really care about Australia.
Any last minute NAIC stories before we move on to the shit show that was this past week?
Yeah, no, I was gonna say I'm very happy for next season, like, player-wise. Very not happy for next season in the fact that, oh my god, what the fuck just happened to our circuit?
Yeah.
Marcus,
any last NAIC thoughts?
I got robbed day two.
That's fucked up.
I missed like every origin pulse. I got like crit multiple times round one and two of day two. One of my losses was to Gary Kion, and like he just straight up said like, yeah, if I didn't get that crit, I lost. And I'm like, yeah, that's cool. I was a little annoyed. I think that's like the first time I've been genuinely annoyed at the game. Usually I'm very chill with Pokemon. I'm like, okay, you know, it is what it is. I know what I've signed up for. This time it was such absurd luck. I actually got like I lost my cool and had to like walk away. Not like my opponents never saw it, but like yeah. I had to personally take a minute to like stop thinking about the game.
And you're smart for doing that, because that's better than getting so tilted you're like yelling at your opponent.
Yeah, I mean, I would never yell at my opponent anyways.
Yeah, you're smart enough not to do that, but there are some people who do, you know. It's better to not.
If you don't have anything nice to say, say it.
No, we'd be kind here. That's a lie. No one's ever kind in this call. Anyway.
Yeah. Well, I'm not about to be kind to TPCI.
I'm kind
to
I'm kind to people who are kind to me. Yes. But yeah, sir, yeah, the circuit's fucked. I can't believe we're a side event, guys. We're having fun at our side event.
We're the fun, quirky side event. Isn't it great? So
I'm gonna keep it a buck. The more time I've been separated from the announcement, the less I care.
I guess that's fair, but I don't know. For me, it was like seeing Michael and a couple of my other friends be like, "I'm making it to Worlds. I'm gonna try really hard." Like, gave me hope that maybe in a couple years I could make it. I don't think I'll ever make it at this point. I don't think that's ever going to happen. Can I say the first plane to hit the tower for this like set of bad things?
Well, are you gonna say the first plane to hit the tower was the announcement of locals being gutted?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's funny.
So if any of you know the information better than me, please say something. But the TLDR, from what I understand, is there are now limited, you can have, there's limited amount of locals that you can do per location per month. So if you're in a region where you have one local location, you know, within three hours of you, good luck, you could play maybe two tournaments a month. That sucks. I mean, maybe that was the norm for some areas, but that does suck for bigger areas, and especially for people who want to get a lot of CP. They did make it easier to do the locals because there's no more bubbling. This was announced in the second announcement. This is one of the pros. I'll give it this.
That's for regionals only.
Is it for regionals only? It's not for locals? Fuck!
Yes, this does not apply to locals.
So local, limited locals per location per month. Right, so each location could have maybe two locals a month. I think they limited, like, they're separating PCs and MSSs, when before, at least how my region treated them, they were kind of just the same thing. But now there's like, you could have fewer MSSs that give more points, but a little bit more PCs, and they give fewer points to the Nemesis.
No, actually.
Really?
So, best finish limit of 4 for each kind. So you get one PC, or 4 PCs, 4 MSSs on the season.
Yep.
Last season was 6.
And 3 GCs. Hope you like those.
Oh, boy.
And the GCs pay out much more. They matter now.
Hey, actually, guys. Hey, guys. You like going for worlds, you have to. You like laddering, right?
Nope. Okay.
Literally Pokemon said, "Hey, buddy, we heard you like a ladder, so we made a ladder for your ladder."
The biggest takeaway from what you were saying, Ash, is that the distinction between, they're called League Challenges and Cups now.
Yes.
A League Cup is just what an MSS is. Those you can only have once a month. Those are now monthlies instead of, which is, I mean, I don't want to call this a good change, but Chicago, right before NAIC, definitely had like 3 MSSs in one weekend, and I walked away with 75 points. That was hilarious. those are now limited to monthly per store. So, like, the biggest thing you said was, if you are from a region where you really only have one shop that's running VG, you're fucked.
I didn't even think about the fact that the stores have to be qualified for TCG now. They can't just be any area. They have to be, it has to be at a TCG, like, registered store. They're, like, combining the qualifications. So that knocks out a lot of people, and a lot of TCG people, I was talking to some people, they're saying TCG people tried to host VG events in the past, and they just did not have fun, and they didn't like it, and the store doesn't make any profit, because you're not bringing in people who are going to buy Pokemon cards from your store, because we don't use the Pokemon cards, we use the video game. So that's gonna hurt, like, actually getting locations next season as well.
Yeah.
Yep.
Around you, it sounds like much more, because most of our places that hosted the VG locals were also card shops, but
we have a card shop still. We're lucky, but there are some regions that don't.
Yeah.
Can I give my take on, like, the rework of, like, the point system?
Yes.
I think it is extremely frustrating as someone who has earned a world's invite in the past now, that you are never safe, and that there are going to be more external factors keeping you from worlds, including other people's success.
Yep.
Actually, that being the main factor now.
Can I?
And it is annoying that you can get sick right before NAIC, be at 65th place, and then lose your invite because likelihood, so 10 people will pass you.
This is the second tower. This is the second tower.
This is what happened yesterday morning, right?
Maybe day before.
Something like that. Recently.
Very
recently. Instead of worlds, I mean, you still, if you win a regional or an international, you get an automatic worlds invite.
Yeah, you can stop.
Besides that, if you are anybody else who does not do that, instead of, previously, it was always you earn championship points from locals, from regionals, from internationals, from any tournament, and those stack up over time. You earn enough to a certain benchmark, and you get your world's ticket. You can go and compete in the biggest tournament. That's the thing. They have changed it now, because they had too many entrants to worlds. The solution? Not raising the bar. No. Only select. There is a number of people per region that make it to worlds based on age range and based on region. And it is only for, if you're on Masters and the US and Canada, which I think is most of the people that listen to here, 75 people only, not including the regional winners, can make it to worlds. And like Marcos was saying, it's based on rank. We have so many worlds qualifiers this year, like I've seen the CP rankings, who go over. Some people have even gotten 2 worlds invites over with how much CP that they have earned. Now it is going to be a ladder in terms of constantly going to tournaments to keep your place, which sucks. That is stupid.
I will say,
you need to pay more money and travel more, which people can't do.
Yeah, I will say that I don't think this kills the game in any way, shape, or form. I think that is a huge stretch.
I don't think it kills the game,
because there's still people still play the game for the love of it. Like, the majority of people going to tournaments aren't expecting to get a world's invite, and like, it just makes it so it's less likely now.
Yes.
But it does make it so now, for me, when I went to NAIC, it was a personal choice because I wanted to have fun. If I were playing next year, and I had my invite right before NAIC, and my ranking was not like top 20, then I would have to go to NAIC yep. because I'm scared I'm going to lose my rank. Me personally, I don't think it's terribly hard to get the invite as much as it is maintaining it throughout the year. That's going to be the stress factor
because this year
I ranked 54th. So if we did have top 75, I would still have my invite, but I don't enjoy the fact that where before, let's say I popped off at the beginning of the format and I had like three back to back, like top cuts, I have 500 points. I'm there.
You're
I have
set,
my invite.
Right.
Yeah. Now in all likelihood, a world's invite, I was talking to Jody about this the other day, is probably going to be like 800 points.
Yeah.
You can think about it as being 800 points to be absolutely certain you get your invite.
I mean, and this isn't even bringing into account the fact that everyone in Latin America and Oceania just, it's even more difficult for them because now they, you know, they took OCIC, Balin's fucked, which is stupid.
Yep.
They just keep making it worse for you. That's hilarious and sad. I'm sorry. Okay.
US, Europe, or Japan, good fucking luck.
Because there's 75 for Europe and the US and Canada. Latin America has 50. Oceania has 20. This includes some of like Oceania isn't just Australia. It's also New Zealand. It's also some parts of like there's some like Southeast Asian parts of Southeast Asia that are considered Oceania. That involves all of those. And on top of that, we don't have as many events as the US people. We don't have as many we don't have an IC anymore. The IC is gone. So for the most part, unless you do well at all of the events, you have to like travel outside of the country or like just
outside
pray.
Of the continent.
Yeah, like it's insane because like getting a world's invite, I understand that before it was like it was very kept behind traveling for the most part. Like at least for the most part, if you just went to every regional and did decent at all of them in Australia and then like maybe popped off at one, you probably could get your invite. And then just do it well at locals, you could get your invite. But now there's like the constant, like, I have to be top 20 in my entire thing. I have to go through everything. And
oh yeah,
now,
top 20 for you is crazy. Yeah.
Before it was like kind of gatekept by the fact that you have to go travel everywhere. Now it's like you have to travel if you want to guarantee that you're gonna do well is you need to do well to at all of these events, or you need to travel internationally to
you
get
to
more
travel,
events to be there. Like
you need to travel, or you need to like win the GCs. Which cool, we have more online tournaments available. That's great. Problem is that they're still just ladder tournaments.
Tournaments. It's like it's that, and then also there's the added factor of like you're not allowed to. It feels like you're not allowed to like cheer on people now because their success actively like fucks with your success. You can't
be
wrong.
Yep.
You can cheer on people. I love cheering on people who have won tournaments already. I hope they win more.
Yeah, it's like that's the early people you're cheering for at that point. People who are like better than you.
Yeah,
you
actually, no. There are reasons to cheer on people. Like, let's say that you know, let's say it's me, Michael, and Jody, right?
Well, yeah.
And we all know each other's placements. And I know that Michael is 80 points behind me and Jody is 40 points behind me. In this situation, and they're playing for exactly 80 points, I'm cheering for Michael because Jody would pass me.
Right? Yeah. But this is what I'm worried about.
I love that.
I changed my mind. This
incentivizes being a mad hater, and now I'm into it.
Well, it does. So
it's not good for normal people.
Yeah, as cringe as that is aside, Marcos is a demon. You said this is the best, that this doesn't doom the scene. This isn't like the end of VGC. No, they very clearly want this scene to grow past this year, right?
They would do much
more arduous shit if that was the case, that they wanted to kill it right now. No. But I think the best way that you put it to me, I think you called me and said this the other day, is that this is not healthy. This is like stressful. This is like not, these changes aren't anything more than like mentally unhealthy changes. So
because you're just gonna have that weight over your head. You could be doing great and on the grind. Like, and this is just talking about players, me, who's in the middle, and barely in the middle, by the way, barely. But middle ground players who wanted to make the world climb, it is just so much more unattainable. Before it was a matter of consistency. Now it's just that to an extreme. You have no choice.
Yeah, it's extreme consistency.
You either need to be consistent, you fuck up once, you're screwed. Like, you can't make mistakes and then, okay, I need to learn how to recover and improve and then I can still make it. It's, you fuck up once, you're probably dead. You need to always be winning.
In defense of the system slightly, I don't think everyone deserves to go to Worlds. And I think that Worlds might, I don't think it's too easy to go to Worlds, but I do think that, like, it does two things, and one of them it does poorly and the other one it does well. It does guarantee that everyone who is at Worlds is probably a high level player.
Oh, yeah.
But the other thing it does that I don't think is good is it adds the extra filter of money and time.
Yep.
to people who have that level of play.
Yeah.
So, like, let's take for example Brian Yum, aka Donghoon. Donghoon Yum, right? So he is a phenomenal player. Yep. Consistently top cutting events or day twoing them. Actually, more consistently day twoing than more consistently top cutting than day two. Funny enough, like, if he day twos, he top cuts usually. Mm. And he does really well, right? But next year he has to start looking for a job. Mm-hmm. He's going to be done with college. He's not going to have as much time. In that sense, I am concerned about Brian getting his invite in a healthy manner. Me, I'm not concerned. I can play consistent and I have the money and time. This is my job. Me, Wolfie, anyone who is in the content space and this is their whole thing, mm-hmm. that might actually be the whole list. We can get our invite and we're not concerned.
Yeah.
But, like, good players who don't have that time to be going to literally every event, players who know when they have PTO, know when they can ask for the day off to go to events and grind out the points that they need early on or maybe later on if they have to, mm-hmm. They're less secure. Now you have to have time the whole year.
Yep, exactly. It's, you know, it's great for people who, you know, are financially well off and can take time off of school or can take time off of their job or a more flexible schedule, right? But, like, this sucks. And I feel like it can get even worse for those, like, the juniors and seniors who are still in, like elementary to fucking, like, high school range, if you're in high school.
Oh, Jesus Christ, yeah. Like,
scheduling around that is hard enough for them. I will say,
those people were already dependent on their parents going. It has always been a parent filter more than anything else.
Yeah, but then, you know, that's the thing. They go on, you know, on weekends and holidays and whatnot. That's going to become a financial stressor for the parents as well. Like, it's just a financial stressor for everybody involved. If you wanted more skilled and less, if you needed fewer players to go to World and you wanted to weed out the most skilled players, I feel like the solution
just is raise
raising the bar.
Just raise the fucking bar. Literally, you get me.
I think so simple.
I think the raising the bar into the, like, the changes they made with, like, the best, like, finish limit stuff that they've done already, like, before they announced how they would change how Worlds worked, mm-hmm. like, a couple days ago, was, like, the way you did that. You could just, what they announced before, and then a higher limit on what CP you actually have to get to go to Worlds.
I actually disagree.
They didn't need to hit the second tower. They didn't need to hit the second tower, but they chose to.
Can I tell you what the correct choice actually is? Because I don't think it is actually raising the bar. Mm. I think that the system works, but it has some huge flaws, and that is specifically the BFLs on majors. I think that you should make it top 75 or top 100. I think would be a healthier number. You have 100 from every region. Sounds fair to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, or maybe not 100 from every region, because there are some regions that have lower populations and it'd be easier. But I think that you choose the proportional right number for each region. I think it could be higher on every front. Like, I think that, like, 35 to 40 to 45 would be great for Oceania, but for some reason they made it 20. That's ridiculous. But I think that all they had to do was lower the BFLs. I think that it should be, like, 4 to 5 regionals, and that ICs hard one. Do not mix the BFLs. One IC.
Yeah, oh my god. That is all you need to do. We didn't even talk about it. This is them hitting the Pentagon, is the fucking fact that ICs and originals are the same BFL. Yeah.
Why are we making this like a 9/11 analogy?
Because at this point it's hilarious.
I wake up,
me waking up to Twitter. Right,
yeah,
on my fine regionals, Wednesday morning.
Before we
turn on
drive
Twitter,
off
any
our
channel,
audience,
it doesn't matter.
Yeah, before we drive off our audience above the age of 30, who probably witnessed that live and are terrified of it, I will say that for some reason they made the BFL the best finish limit. For regionals and ICs, the same. It is not you have six of each. It's there is six majors. Think about it as major tournaments.
Then what's the point of calling them something different? I don't get it.
It's because of the payout. ICs are larger attendance, supposedly higher skill level. I don't think so. I think it's the same. It's a bigger deal. It's a bigger deal. But what I will say is that you should have them be separate BFLs like they were before. Lower the BFL of ICs, because right now where it's six total, there is no reason to route your season as anything other than three to four regionals and two to three ICs, because if you do as well as you do at a regional at an IC, which is not terribly hard, IMHO, it is a much higher payout. It's like going to Burger King or Erdogan and trying to get the most meat. You go to Erdogan and you have $20. You get a single burger. You go to Burger King, you got $20. You're leaving with like a week's worth of meals. In this case, Erdogan is a regional and Burger King is the IC. So you need to make sure that you're routing to get to ICs. Also, I think we're going to have the highest attendance ever at LAIC. A lot of American players will already travel to LAIC because they think it's MIC free. And that's because it has the lowest turnout, payout.
Huh?
LAIC, not Los Angeles.
Latin America.
Like, I'm sorry, I'm fucking stupid. Yeah, never mind.
LAIC is notorious for having American players just dive in there, get as many points as they can and leave. Pengy's done that before. Joe does that. Brady does that. Everyone likes going to Latin American regions because they're harder to get to, so there's a better chance of getting points.
That's what they did. OCIC before they
OCIC was hilarious because if you had money, you flew to OCIC, play in one of the lowest turnout international challenges and earn a ton of points.
Yeah,
and
free points.
I think that this system is cheese proof beyond LAIC because people will try to cheese it with LAIC. If you made it a BFL of one for international challenges, this is a cheese-proof system that people would probably be okay with, to be honest.
Well, the issue then arises that your routing has to involve ICs, which means you have to go to Europe, which means you have to go to Latin America, which means you have to go to... You gotta go
limited to one IC, there isn't really much of an issue because there's probably, except for you, obviously, there's probably one in your country.
That's very American. No, that's very American.
I literally said except for you.
No. It has nothing to do with like Australia alone in a vacuum, right? Look at Europe. Like going from any country,
it's actually very easy to travel. Most European countries, it's very easy to travel between.
You're still going out of country. That's still not feasible for everybody.
No. In Europe, it's not that big of a deal. That's an American outlook if I've ever seen one. It's not a big deal to leave the country in Europe. It's like going from state to state in a way.
No.
Like, I'm not joking.
You're the American in the room here. Don't tell me that. No.
No,
dude, there are places in Europe that use different currency than London does.
No,
dude.
Every place in Europe uses different currency than London, actually. London
That's
uses
what
the
I'm
pound.
Saying.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that traveling from Europe to London isn't as hard as you
traveling,
think
it is. Traveling doesn't mean the word just physically moving your body from place to place. Yeah, cool. They have awesome trains. Okay, think about everything else that comes with traveling.
No, I mean, like, literally, logistically, it's a lot easier than you think. Like,
dude,
America makes
know.
It harder.
You're not right.
Have you ever been to Europe?
Yes, I've been to London!
Yeah, okay. Now, have you ever been to Europe?
Yes, I've been to Spain!
Okay, so how do you not know that it's not that big of a deal to go from country to country?
Because because I'm an affluent, rich American, dude. Like, what the fuck do you want from me? Like,
no, like you can, you, there are literally, you can literally hop on a, it's not, you have to drive. Like, you can get on a train or a plane.
No,
the planes
okay.
are really
you're,
cheap,
you're,
too,
you're,
though.
Motherfucker, I'm not talking about the act of physically moving from place, from point A to point B. No,
wait,
I mean,
but if it's not, is it the monetary thing? Because the planes are actually really cheap out there.
No, no, dude, you're not getting it. Like, exist as a person in Europe for 1 second. You're a 15-year-old college boy or whatever the fuck. That's an insane statistic you've got on your head.
Yeah, I don't think there are any 15-year-olds in college.
You're a 15-year-old college boy from fucking...
Young Sheldon.
You're fucking young Sheldon from Barcelona, right? You only know Barcelona. That's your entire life. And now
Sheldon
that you,
with an
you
NA
have
at
to
the
get
end.
To, you have to get to fucking London.
Yep.
And that you like you have a choice. No, you have to if you want to go to Worlds. You're going there.
Yeah,
that's a big commitment for you, man. You have to not think about the fact that you have the privilege that you currently do to like be able to.
I'm
going to
tell you,
like
it's effectively the same as going to a different state in the United States. The United States is fucking huge, and you can take a plane to a different state. Like when I fly to Orlando, that's the equivalent of going from like Italy to London.
We all speak the same language in the States, man. Young Sheldinho is coming to London and can't fucking talk to people. Like,
actually,
are you shitting me right now, bro?
The education out there is actually a lot better about learning different
You're languages. Wrong about this!
I'm just saying, I'm not saying that, you know, ICs aren't an issue. I'm saying that
we agree on the circuit point of view.
I don't
right?
think
like,
it's
from
actually
a VGC player perspective.
Yeah, no,
agree,
I don't think it's actually as difficult as you think. I think you're not giving them the credit they should have.
It's not difficult to do the traveling, but it's still an ordeal to, you know, change your money, get your passport together. Like it's
actually
different.
You don't even need to change your money if you have a credit card or a debit card. It's like there's no changing.
I'm fairly sure that they also don't have like. It might be like the European passport. Oh no, they still have to get a passport. But yeah,
yeah, that's like you know.
But it's
like everyone
like,
has a passport out there more mostly.
Comparatively to what we did to get to NAIC, from what young Sheldinho has to do to get to London is very different things.
Well, I mean, I don't think it's. I actually, we might have had the harder route. I'm not even gonna lie.
No, we literally fucking didn't. I walked into a store, I dropped $400. I said, "Here, give me car," and then we drove. That's it. That's literally all we needed to do.
Yeah, we drove for 15 hours. Young Sheldinho can hop on a train.
Here's my thought. I don't know if we have European people, European players. Comment, or like fucking DM me. I want to know because. On one hand, I'm like, yeah, I know it's really easy to travel between them, but on the other hand, I really get Michael's point. So I don't like, I don't know.
I'm saying that like it's if you're specifically choosing a 15-year-old, it's hard for a 15-year-old to get anywhere. Like let's use an adult.
Okay, you know? 18-year-old, same shit.
No,
19-year-old, same shit.
No, no,
21-year-old, same shit. You need to keep going. You need to keep pushing this bar until you're out of college and have a job.
And even,
this is
and
for
even,
every bit of travel, though. Like, when I was in college, I couldn't
yes,
go
meaning
to
it's not a good change.
Yeah.
No. I mean, like, it's... I mean, nothing's really changed.
What?
Nothing's really changed on this front. Travel's always... Like, it's the
it,
same
mandating,
travel thing.
Mandating an IC as part of your world's...
Well, no. I mean, well, yeah, well, yes, I think we're mixing changed. Up our topics here. No, I think we're mixing up our topics. I'm saying, hypothetically, if you had a BFL of 1 on the ICs... It would be a lot better.
Oh yeah, no, absolutely.
Yeah, no,
no
yeah, everyone agrees on that.
Wait. Okay. So what the fuck are we arguing about?
The fact that now you have to go to an IC to even be in the world's race.
We're talking about the rule that they changed.
Okay.
We're
well, that's been. Yeah, no, we agree there. If it was one IC and 5 regionals, I don't think.
Yeah.
It really makes a big difference. But if we're talking about the 3 ICs that we currently have, yeah, we're in full agreement. Oh my god. Like I. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought we were still on my one IC hypothetical.
No, we're talking about
we're having two different arguments.
You are, dude. What I'm saying is, young Sheldinho today is fucked, bro. Like he's gone.
Yeah,
he can't make it to Worlds.
You needed to clarify that before you talked about because we were still in the middle of my hypothetical. I thought we were talking about that.
TLDR, TLDR, it should not be a mandate that you have to do specific things to get to Worlds. Yeah. That's
I
my
will
thought.
Say technically, well, I mean, there should be one mandate. You should have to play the game. But
yeah, play good. That's it. That's like the bar on the floor.
I think you should have to be consistently good at the game.
I don't think that you should have to fucking travel internationally to go play in a tournament and potentially... Okay, I mean, there's the potential that you just go to this tournament, you spend so much money to go fucking fly to the US to play in an IC, and then you do bad. You just bust her out because this game sucks. Like, this game has so much RNG and shit in it, and you just bust her out, and like, it's... I just wasted my fucking money. I get some CP.
Pay $2,000 to not go to Worlds, get paired by Grimmsnarl, 9 rounds of Swiss in a row.
In my opinion, the only people who wasted their money going to an IC are the people who don't know how to have fun at an IC. Because there are some people who will go to an IC and then go play League of Legends in their hotel for the rest of the
week.
That's kind of
true. Don't call people out. Don't name names. But that's crazy.
I know the point that you're trying to make of like, yes, there's outside factors of this game that are beautiful, and those aren't going anywhere. I'm happy about that.
But
right?
you're still traveling, you can still go out and do stuff.
But it makes the competition, it makes the tournament scene, it makes the circuit, the health of the circuit, like more toxic.
Yeah, if you take it from a very utilitarian, like I'm traveling to the US to go to NAIC, and I'm there to get points, and that's the only thing I'm there to do, which is. Mind you, you shouldn't just be doing that, but there are certainly people who do that. You are definitely just wasting your money, especially, like, if you do well and it all works out, it's like, yeah, cool, man. I'm hanging out, getting the points that I needed, and now I'm going to Worlds. I spent $2,000 just so I could spend another $2,000 in August. so, like, it's so insane to me, like... That shouldn't be a thing.
Yeah.
That shouldn't be a thing. Give us an IC, please. I'm begging you.
I think there should be more tournaments. I mean, they're trying to cover their asses. They're trying to spend less money because they realize how disastrous these events, these big events with so many attendees are because of...
The power went out 3 times at NAIC.
The power at NAIC, the switches at LAIC, the docks fucking up, everything at Japan... Multiple on-stream crashes of the game, like
the sexual tension between me and the hot dog vendor.
Oh,
that happens if you come to an LA regional too, by the way. The point
at that hot dog all 9 rounds.
I'm about to just drop my worst.
The image of MJ gripping the fucking hot dog.
No one's taking it from you, damn!
Nothing like a...
I wanted that, bitch.
Nothing like a hot, steamy hot dog weenie. Like a stadium mustard.
Little stadium mustard. Oh my god, I know what you're talking about. I hate that video.
It's such a funny video.
This foot-long... foot-long dingle-dong.
It keeps going.
And now that's a good-looking wiener.
That's a soundbite to take out of this episode. Anyway.
Route 1 podcast soundboard would go fucking insane. I've said some insane shit on this podcast.
Oh god. We need to get clips going. I keep saying, Balin, that I'll do that, but I keep not doing it. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. No. I haven't been on anything in general, so it's like, I'm also my bad. Dude, I need a program that just clips the past, like, and it isn't NVIDIA Shadowplay. Fuck NVIDIA Shadowplay. I just need, like, a program that records the audio from my computer that I can just, like, click a button. It's NVIDIA Shadowplay, but it's just, like, a soundbite. Because, like, the other night, what we were talking about, you guys were, like, Lil Rackers or something.
Discord does that.
Discord
literally has that, yeah.
Oh shit. I need it.
Discord has NVIDIA Shadowplay for the call.
Yeah.
I need to figure that out. Dude,
you need to enable it though, because a lot of people turn it off because they don't want like personal information being recorded, which is fair.
Yeah. Yeah.
Michael's address is
I think the amount of times my address has been on Discord call screen is high in number. So.
We were on a call, and I think it was like you and Marcus were talking about like being rappers or something, and you like little something. I forget what it was called. You like had a
young
name.
Young Mocha Hete, and
yeah, Young Mocha Hete.
I forget the other one was.
And well, the point of the call, you guys were questioning what type of music you would make, and I said that MJ's one would make a vertical covers of BB Their Money songs.
That shit was so funny. Just I died the second you said it, because the concept of Vocaloid covered Baby No Money songs is like killing.
That
like,
has to exist somewhere, please.
Yeah, literally. That's
no, that's Friday Night Funkin', bro. That's Friday Night
Funkin'. I don't know what Vocaloid sounds like. If Vocaloid don't sound like Friday Night Funkin', I don't want to know what
it sounds
like.
It's Hatsune Miku singing at a moment.
I don't know what Hatsune Miku sounds like either.
Tetter, we'll educate you
going
one day.
Crazy.
No, that's fine. I think I'll keep my H card.
H card?
Shop at H Mart? What are you talking about?
No, what? I found it. La 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 was covered by a version of Kaito.
That's
awesome.
Funny.
Send me that later. Yeah, that's all it is.
I typed in Bibi No Money Vocaloid, yeah. and I see Kaito. We're so back.
We are 1 hour deep, and I want to go eat some ice cream.
No.
I think it's about time we wrap up the episode.
I want to have one more point. The part of that hour is also when
lots of people want one
crashed.
More point. It'll keep
yeah,
them
we are
top
totally
75.
Not an hour deep. We're like 30 minutes.
No.
We are an hour deep because my computer crash on the recording was not included.
Mm.
Yeah,
what's
we
your
are
point?
An hour
what's
deep.
Ash spit. Okay. Ash, okay. The floor is yours. Speak.
This is something that
speak!
Might
no,
be
kidding.
Just for... What?
No, I'm kidding.
Who said what? I didn't even hear what you said.
I just said speak really stupid while you were talking.
It is like...
Yeah, I've heard about the joke about
she was like, whoa.
Move. Move. Anyway.
Anyway, go on.
Anyway. This is something...
Moo.
Like,
Please, Michael, I want ice cream.
I'm sorry.
I should have seen it coming. I'm such a fool.
I had to.
Anyway, Marcos, I understand your sentiment about, yes, this does guarantee that the best players are going to be at Worlds, and that's what it should be. I very much agree. I feel like the fact that it's so far is very discouraging for... And this is just my personal. This is my like entire like personal and the feelings that I've seen from other people online. This isn't like I don't think this can really be objective, but for people who are kind of in the middle like me, I don't know. Seeing y'all do so great and seeing all three of you like improve a lot over the season has made me be like, oh fuck yeah, I want to keep doing this. I want to, you know, maybe 1 year I'll get my Worlds invite. Maybe in a couple years, maybe 3 years. If I keep to it and I keep improving, right? Now it is just, it feels just straight up obtainable. And that Worlds invite being like the goal was kind of like, that's like the big achievement. I don't think I'm ever going to get to that. I'm not too heartbroken about it because I didn't start playing VGC with that goal in mind. I didn't start thinking like, I'm playing this to get so good I can go to Worlds. That wasn't where I started. I wanted to start to improve and get good. I personally don't think I'll ever get on that level because I don't have the time or money to dedicate to it, right? If I went all in, I would have paid for coaching. I would have gotten, you know, like hotels so I can get good night's sleep. I would be able to travel and fly on, you know, cushy airplanes and whatever. Be like completely, you know, no stress, no nothing. But I don't have that availability. I don't know if I can get that good. It just feels hugely out of reach now. And I feel like that sentiment is carried by a lot of people. And it should be, right? It's supposed to be a challenging thing. There's supposed to be a lot of good players there. But Worlds Invite was kind of the bar for like achieving something in VGC if it wasn't winning or top cutting a regional or an IC. And now it just feels kind of impossible, especially for someone in the U.S.
I've heard this sentiment echoed a lot recently because like, yeah, a lot of people that I play this game with, a lot of people that I have friends with, like most of the people that you're talking about, including yourself, are people that I'm around. Right. And so I hear it and I understand because like, how could you not be demoralized by the bar getting pushed higher when like and be, not even just being pushed higher, being pushed so, like, inconceivably out of distance.
Yeah.
It's, to everybody that shares that sentiment, I the only thing you can do is not give up.
Yeah.
That's the only thing.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, I feel like a lot of people are a little too doomer about it. Like, if the goal is to get to Worlds and...
believe that, genuinely believe that you can. Because yeah, I still believe that you can. All yeah, of I mean, me like, and Marcos, like, Marcos did make it. I still believe that I can make it, right? Regardless of if the bar got pushed. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah. That means I think all of you can make it. Michael, the type of guy to, like, reach down and, like, give a hand when someone's trying to climb up the ladder. I'll kick that ladder down. That bitch, no, I'm world champion.
No, yeah, but, you're a freak. I'm...
No, it's not, like, it's not even just,
kick that ladder
like,
down
oh, I can
and
be,
fall.
It's not even, like, I can be, well, maybe I can be good enough to get into the top 75 in a few years, but can I keep it? Really? Like that's what I'm worried about.
By the time that you get there, you can.
Being in the SoCal region, our top 16 at every local is the same top 16 almost all of the time. There is a group of players that are so insanely above me. I feel like it's most of the players are so insanely above me.
Right, and so but so here's the thing I learned over the course of
I'm not gonna make it.
Here's what I learned over the course of this Chicago local season is that yeah, it's the same concept for us, right? We have players that are like are seasoned veterans at this game. Mm-hmm. You're going to continue to play those people at your locals.
Yeah.
Steel sharpens steel. You're going to get to that point eventually if you stick with it. I'm not saying you're giving up. I'm saying to anybody who has lost faith, to anybody who is like shaken by this change, right? Genuinely just keep believing in yourself. And good things happen exclusively because you believe in yourself. It sounds so corny.
Yeah.
It sounds so, I watch too much anime. But it's genuinely like,
it's true.
At its core of all improvement is believing in yourself.
Mm-hmm. You're gonna get.
If you don't have that, you're not improving.
Yeah.
There are two routes. There are two routes. There's perseverance and luck, right? Mm-hmm. Well, that's one route. One route is a combination of perseverance and luck, and you can do that to get a world's invite. You can go to 5 events and do so well at those 5 events, you squeeze in the top 75. Congratulations. The other route. The route I'm taking, perseverance and throwing money at the problem. I'm gonna go to all these events.
You are the
right.
Hater.
I'm happy that we can do it. No, I'm happy that we can. I'm on your coattails doing this, so it's like I'm happy that we can.
Perseverance.
Like,
there's two routes. There's perseverance and throwing money at the problem. There's perseverance and luck. It's just like real life.
It's true. Oh no, no. It's okay. The Moxie
no, but seriously,
you need
anybody,
will make it.
Anybody, Ash, you as well. You can make Worlds one day. I know you can.
In like 5 years, I bet.
It may not be this year.
Yeah, it doesn't matter the
year.
Time frame.
The next
what I
year,
said is right.
Or the next like, year. Or even the next year. And dang it, Ash, it might not even be the next year.
Yep.
And that next year might not be that one either. Yep. But damn it, even if it's not the next year or the year after that.
I'll tell you that
the
it's
next
fun
year
to keep
you fail.
It's really fun to keep chasing it, too, though.
Just keep going. Never reach the point where you say you'll do it. Just keep finding creative ways.
I'm not going to do it, but maybe.
No, you'll do it.
This is another fun part of the season, too, or like the way the structure is like the feeling of chasing it, the feeling of like explosive growth once you actually do like, you know, make a breakthrough in how to play the game a little bit better. You feel it tangibly. It's like, oh, shit, whoa.
Yeah.
Damn, maybe I can. You'll get there eventually. Every step along the way, you'll get there eventually.
I need to get like that runner's high that people get, where it's just like, oh, everything feels great and everything makes sense now. I need to get that for Pokemon.
Yeah,
exactly. I've experienced the Pokemon high where you play a fucking insane set and you feel like you're on top of the world, and then like afterwards, you get a text message from your mom, and your mom's like, hey. Well, you know, your father and I are getting a divorce.
What the
and
fuck?
You go, well, you know, I felt that. And, like, you know, for a moment I was on top of the world and reality came set up. What was I talking about?
You need to go to therapy, bro.
Good?
I don't think that's going to happen for me either.
She said it was my fault.
I literally think that.
I hate that I laughed at that.
I am.
She said if I landed that origin pulse, they'd still be together.
Jesus Christ, man.
The fucking. Instead of if I miss this Hydro Pump, I'm killing myself, it's if I miss this origin pulse, you and my father are getting divorced. You and your father are getting divorced. Not me and my father. That's concerning. What were you saying, Bailey?
Me and your father are getting a divorce, Ash.
I genuinely think the change has fucked any chance of me going.
That's why I'm mad.
Then like, I say all the same things to you.
No, but I'm saying,
outside factor, from like outside factors, I get that. Like I can't be like, be happy. No, because oh my god, this sucks. But like,
everyone outside of the U.S., Europe, and Japan is going to have a really fucking tough time, and I'm mad about it.
I will say, I think the thing that annoyed me the most is I have to play the game in July.
Yeah, that's true. I have two locals. I'm only gonna go to one of them, and I'm bringing mono normal. I don't give a fuck.
I'm not trying until they release the next format. I was really excited to have an off season where it's like, hey man, I can practice for Worlds like 4 weeks leading up to Worlds,
right?
And you know, after I'm done with Worlds, take a break till the season starts up again. And even when I got my Worlds invite at Indianapolis, I'm like, I don't have to worry it at AIC. There is never downtime anymore.
That's also what I missed about. It's going to get
365
so
season, 365 effort. You are never not playing Pokemon.
It's going to get so exhausting because you're not going to have that section of like, okay, I'm gonna practice and like team build and do all this stuff to prep for an IC. No, you have to keep going to your locals, right? And even, you know,
I hate locals
for this downtime between Worlds. You know, you can't sit and practice and focus on Worlds. No, you gotta start. You gotta keep going. There's no like breathing room. And practice, more practice is good, but you gotta take a break. That is part of practice. You can't stare at a screen all day and expect to find the solution. Sometimes you gotta walk outside and put your feet in some grass, and then the solution will come to you.
Sometimes you gotta do other shit.
Ethan Trejo hit me with the, haha, at least you get to hang out at locals, and I hit him with the, Pim, I genuinely have no love for you in my heart. I hate you. You know? I hit him with the, I hate locals. I don't like locals. It's not the locals. It's you.
You're antisocial. No, you're not like other people. So don't.
No, I'm hypersocial. I just hate locals. I don't like my whole deal is I don't like being dragged out of my house on a Saturday to go play Pokemon when I could be out like partying.
Right, so antisocial is what I was talking about. So,
all right, you know, you don't get it. For me, it's like having to work on a weekend.
Yeah,
I play Pokemon during the week.
Competitive Pokemon player by trade. That's facts.
That's very fair. But yeah,
I want to go to the farmer's market and talk to shoddies.
You could talk. Actually, no. Don't talk to shoddies at the Pokemon tournament. That's a whole other issue.
I would never date another Pokemon player.
We have several episodes talking about this.
Yeah.
No, I literally wouldn't. VGC, not TCG.
Okay,
I'm talking about like in the community where I matter. I'm not dating anyone.
That's fair, dude. What if like the person you're dating, you match up to them in a local, and they ask you to scoop, and you don't, and they break up with you.
I would.
Oh, thank you for saying the word scoop. If you ask me to scoop at any of my locals, I'm reporting you to like the FBI. Not even the judge. You're getting sent to the Pentagon.
If you ask
I'm
me
sorry.
To scoop at the local, I'm gonna walk down to the hot dog stand, like you know, on the corner. I'm gonna buy like 10 hot dogs, and I'm gonna look at you and be like, "You want your invite? You fucking earn it. Start eating." And I put a timer on, and you don't know how long that timer is going, right?
Damn.
But you have to start eating. You got to start eating fast. As soon as you're 6 or 7 hot dogs deep, you know, right as you're about to finish that like 10th hot dog, like you're halfway through, I'm going to have the timer go beep, 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 and go, "You were so close, man. All right, let's play this set." And you're gonna have a full stomach full of hot dogs.
Now you got to play this set with 10 hot dogs in you. That's actually...
I had no obligation to scoop to you in the first place. I had no obligation to scoop to you in the first place. The timer was arbitrary. I was always going to stop it before you finished. But now, because you thought I might scoop to you because you fell for it, you got to play with a tummy full of wieners, buddy.
That's a crazy sentence, dude. SoCal locals, when they don't want to play the matchup, they just play rock, paper, scissors. You don't have to do all that.
I will arm wrestle people for the scoop.
That's crazy.
Whoa, hot dogs be upon ye.
Gentlemen to a hot dog eating contest.
Honestly? Yes. No, that's a good
You play thing. That you play that thing that they did in Baki. It's called loser lose, and you both grab the corners of a handkerchief.
I'm gonna take my headband off and we're gonna play this shit, bro.
Yeah, you know what loser loses, right?
You pinch one side of this headband. And the other person pinches the other side of the headband, and then
you start punching each other.
Each other,
and whoever lets go of the headband loses.
What the fuck?
That's loser lose
for.
Yeah.
Bucky's
we gotta play that.
Oh, I'm down for this. We're gonna do this at your birthday, bro.
Yeah, we're gonna get so drunk. We're gonna play lose or lose.
You're gonna hop in stream after your birthday and you're gonna have a black eye and the whole chat's gonna be like, what's wrong with you, man?
It's not about knocking them out. It's not about hitting them so hard that they wanna let go. It's about hitting them so hard for the briefest moment they forget that they're playing the game and they let go.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Hey, MJ, why do you wear a headband everywhere? Oh, you don't want to know.
Lose or lose
champion. That's fucking bull.
You just see, you see that on your end, the fingerprints are like indented black, just like it's been burned in. And then the other end just has blood.
Jesus.
Thank you all for watching. Thank you to the Patreons, Crazy Carlton. What? Crazy Carrollton, Crazy Clarkson, Kelly Clarkson.
Comment what like you this. Think of the new
Keep
shit.
Going.
Comment what you think of the new shit. And if you're a European, European player, what do you think about the argument that they had before? If you're out of Europe, if you are in the Oceania or Middle East or just any other region that the Pokemon Company doesn't give a shit about, how are you feeling? You okay? Do you need a hug? This shit sucks.
Thank you to Crazy Carlton, Shrev, Al Nellen, Plumber, and Professor Jums for subscribing as well as everyone else. I am severely sorry to everybody who's been like, where's the Rat One podcast? It's been like 2 months because it's been like 2 months.
I'm so sorry, guys. We had.
Yeah,
we had
I'm alive again, though.
We had graduation, we had regionals, we had a lot of busy shit and a lot of just scheduling issues in general. But.
My car exploded.
Yeah. This is
our Route 1 podcast time skip. Like, we're back now.
Yeah.
We're back because like... we've got worlds to go over when that happens. We've got locals. We've got how the hell this meta is going to end up in the very end. Like, I'm excited to see that. Like, we still got shit to talk about. Plus speculation of when they reveal that the next format is dual restricted.
Yeah. It's like a One Piece time skip. Zoro got buffer. Usopp got buffer. You know, Luffy got buffer, and I got worse.
We never spoke about Pokemon Book Club, but that can be.
And we never will. Goodbye.
That'll everyone. Be next time.
Next time.
Be
next time.
Because it'll be done. It'll be done by next time.
Like our Pokemon Black playthrough will be done, but it looks like free.
We don't. We don't even need to tell.
So we need to go.
Yeah. We don't.
Goodbye,
even
everybody.
Need to,
Merry Christmas.
We don't even need to talk about what Pokemon Book Club is. Oda level foreshadowing, bro. Next time.
Okay.
Next time.
All right. Bye.
Freak Bob is calling, guys. I gotta go.
I said bye.
Freak Bob.